This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone. Breakthrough drugs are heralding a new era in the battle against dementia. Medical advances are making pills to treat or to blunt the effects of Alzheimer's disease. An estimated 50 million people live with dementia globally, more than two-thirds of them in low- and middle-income countries. In 2024, the first drugs that can change the course of Alzheimer's disease entered the market. Eisai and Biogen's lecanemab and Eli Lilly's donanemab were approved by medicine watchdogs in many Western countries, including the UK and US. Lecanemab and donanemab prompt the body to remove amyloid plaque in the brain, which can slow decline by about 30%. Jeff Cummings, professor of brain science and health at the University of Nevada, concedes that high prices, complicated administration techniques, and requirements for advanced technology to monitor patients can still mean that those newly approved drugs are not going to be made widely available in the world. Although lecanemab and donanemab have been approved, neither is yet available on the NHS in the UK because of the high cost, about £20,000 to £25,000 British pounds a year for each patient. And patients require additional tests and scans that would probably double that cost. Before treatment, patients need a diagnosis confirmed by a high-tech PET scan or a lumbar puncture. Follow-up monitoring requires brain scans. The equipment and expertise necessary are in short supply in many countries, and the drugs are given intravenously, a further constraint. However, Cummings highlighted recent decisions by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration that have allowed Alzheimer's diagnosis based on a blood test as the enrollment criteria for dementia drug trials. That could pave the way for those blood tests, which look for biomarkers of dementia, to be used for diagnosis in clinics in place of expensive scans. And trials also suggest the new drugs could instead be delivered by injection beneath the skin, opening the door for at-home administration by a nurse or caregiver. Ultimately, the goal is to develop oral medications, pills that can be taken once a day. Tablet forms of semaglutide, better known as Ozempic, an injectable drug for diabetes that is used off-label for weight loss, are already in trials for Alzheimer's. Results are expected in late 2025. A 52-year-old federally led grizzly bear study team may be on the chopping block because of President Donald Trump's ongoing federal cuts to programs. The program began in 1973 and has spearheaded grizzly bear research in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. The group's official title is a mouthful: the U.S. Geological Survey's Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team. It's based in Bozeman, Montana, and partners with numerous federal agencies and state organizations, including the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. That agency's large carnivore specialist, Dan Thompson, said that grizzly bear conservation will remain a priority. Thompson said, "We've already met a few times as the Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team to ensure that we have a path forward, regardless of what may or may not happen." Grizzly bear biologist Chris Servine of Missoula, Montana, said that the interagency grizzly bear study team might be dismantled in ongoing federal cuts by the Trump administration. Dismantling the team could derail grizzly bear recovery and possible delisting of the bears, said Servine, who led the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's grizzly bear recovery program for 35 years before retiring in 2016. Servine said, "Destroying the USGS study team is a disastrous move done by people who have no idea what they are destroying or why." The Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team focuses on the status and trends of the grizzly population, as well as the bear's patterns of habitat use in the greater Yellowstone area of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The team also issues grizzly bear mortality reports, which chronicle the number and causes of grizzly deaths throughout the ecosystem. The Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team has been the go-to for information on grizzly bears. Officials say it would be tragic to lose those decades of experience among the team's scientists. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.